It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everybody. It is a Tuesday. A little cloudy, a little gloomy, but let's not get that in the way. Let that get in the way of a great day for today. We got a busy day for you today. We've got some special guests later on. And I just wanted to greet you guys. Good morning. And let's just play some more music. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today. And the big news yesterday was that, actually, a couple of hours ago, is the royal baby. It's official. It's a prince, or it's a boy. On Monday, the world welcomed the newest addition to the royal family and the future heir to England's throne. Palace officials confirmed the arrival of His Royal Highness, the Prince of Cambridge, born at St. Mary's Hospital at 4:24 p.m. BST and weighing 8 pounds 6 ounces. Wow, what a large baby. According to a statement released by the palace, Prince William said, quote, "We could not be happier." This statement was released at the birth of his child, and according to the prince, the name of his firstborn son will be released in due course. Now, the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, Prince Harry, and members of both families have been informed and are delighted with the news. That's according to the brief statement emailed to members of the press, many of whom have been camped outside of St. Mary's Hospital for days. Prince Charles, on the other hand, elaborated in a statement released through Clarence House. He said he is enormously proud and happy to be a grandfather for the very first time. Now, the birth marks a new era, not only for the first-time parents, but also for the extended royal family. As third in line to succeed the throne after his grandfather, Prince Charles, and his father, Prince William, the newborn is the first baby born under the new succession laws. So congratulations to the royal couple. You've got Prince William and Kate Middleton. Good job. All right. So it's official. It's a prince. So you've got the third in line to the throne. So very fitting that we should do British news, because later we'll have some British guests. All right. So let's get back to the music. Of course, you are listening to The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monts Radio RX 93.1. Monts Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. All right. Today, we are thanking Butter Baby for suggesting this topic. We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, "Yung husband ko." All right, so that's what we're doing. Complete that statement. So it could be like what your husband should be. So you can go, "Yung husband ko dapat walang boyfriend." Or it can be like a wish. Yung husband ko sana walang nanay na maldita. Or it can be like a statement of a fact. Yung husband ko parang pinaglihi sa kabayo. All right, something like that. So as long as you complete this, there are many ways to complete the statement. Yung husband ko, ... All right, so if you want to join us, that's a little clue as to who we're having as guests in the booth. All right, a bit later on, you have to be a little patient for that. So again, if you want to join us for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko, ... If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include our two hashtags for today, hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Husband Ko.
Manila's hottest
FM radio.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar. And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
What are you doing?
What?
Aren't we supposed to talk in a British accent today?
Oh, I remember.
Monster.
Monster Radio.
Monster Radio.
Monster.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Nagiging Mrs. Potts. Actually, more than Mrs. Doubtfire.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Where's Chip?
Where's your son, Chip?
I know. No, no, but that's the thing. You know why it's so timely.
Timely indeed.
Because the biggest news worldwide is the birth.
The birth of the third in line.
For the British throne
of England.
Yeah, if you're truly
for the
British.
Throne of the motherland.
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 Motherland. You know, England.
But it's so timely because it's also so gloomy outside.
It is.
And you know how like they usually associate London with like
London.
Really...
Huh? Lounge down.
No, they usually associate London with like gloomy, rainy
fog.
Weather. Yeah.
Diba?
Oh, we should have fish and chips.
Oh my goodness.
Fish and chips and a little bit of tea and crumpet.
Like tilapia and chippy.
Pwede.
Fish and chips.
Like chichirya. Tapos isda. Pero lagay natin sa dyaryo.
Exactly.
Para legit, diba?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. That's the goal.
That's the British way.
The British way.
Yes. Britons.
So we will try to be as British.
As less annoying as we can be.
As we could. Yeah, I can't use my real voice in an accent.
I know, it's a little
like,
weird, yeah.
It has to be like Mrs. Potts, or I don't know. Basta nag-iba rin yung voice.
Play that Jurassic Park thing again, so we have like...
Of course.
A little bit of a basis
mate.
On what we're how we're supposed to sound like. Mate is Australian.
Aussie.
Aussie.
Aussie. Like Osborne. Or Aussie, like the Gan.
Aussie.
Okay, are you ready?
Like obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
Aussie.
See, it's from the BBC.
From the BBC,
that's
indeed.
Why I'm very... the dinosaurus.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We kind of have to play this just so we have a basis on how we're supposed to sound
Living
like.
During the late Cretaceous period, Abelisaurus inhabited the woodlands of South America, where it would have used its razor-sharp teeth to hunt for plant-eating dinosaurs.
Plant-eating dinosaurs.
Plant-eating.
Oh, there you go.
Sharp teeth.
Abelisaurus means able...
Tiff. I said Tiff.
Beto Abel, the director of the Argentinian Museum of Natural Science. Sadly, only part of the skull of a Abelisaurus has ever been found. So
right.
Many questions about
it. So, is that proper inspiration?
I think that's good enough.
Very good. Very good.
Wunderbar. And, that's German.
What?
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. The top 10 for today is a clue to who our guests later
and
are.
So are our accents.
So are our
If you
accents.
Haven't figured it out yet...
Loser.
Loser.
We are doing the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Yung husband ko.
Filipino.
Filipino. So, okay, so yeah, let's give you some. Of course, it comes from Butter Baby.
Yeah.
So let's.
How apt.
Let's give you some entries. From Edmund Mark. Yung husband ko. Laking tumatawag ng tubero. Eh, hindi naman sira ang gripo namin. Hey.
You know, the awkward thing was yesterday.
Yeah.
I actually had to look for a tubero.
A real tuber?
Like a real tuber. I had to look for a real tuba.
They're like, what a potato?
I had to look for a real tubero.
Really?
Because there's a lick in my sink. There's a lick in my sink.
No wonder you called it tubero.
No, there's a leak. So, I kind of felt weird.
Awkward. Did you go to the postes?
No. Actually, a friend of mine had a reference, so at least I didn't have to go to like.
Sana you let me. Ano na lang? Sana you let me look for the. Tubero.
Although I have my doubts about this friend.
Tapos ano, you should have let me look for the tubero.
Tapos may screening process.
Ako yung, hindi, pupunta ako sa bahay niyo. Ako yung umalis ka muna. Tapos
ah, wow. Ah, talaga. Ako pa yung aalis sa bahay
ako
ko.
Ako na nga mag-aasikaso ng tulong mo eh.
Okay.
Sa bahay mo.
I never knew our friendship crossed that boundary.
Ako na nga ang bahala dun sa mga sirang gripo sa bahay. I swear. Okay. Where's the gratitude?
Mm.
Also, Kuya Maui says, yung husband ko, all in one, nanay ko na, tatay ko pa. May mga ganun eh. Like, yeah. Like they sobrang take charge. I guess, you know, some women like it, some women don't. Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko, katipo si Badingdong.
Ay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck sa iyo.
I mean, yeah, that's a difficult position to be in.
Yeah. I mean, there's no problem if, you know, you're a guy who likes other guys. But if you're married to a girl
and
with
you
kids,
like other guys, then that's
a problem.
Yeah.
Well, just like in the teleserie, yeah. Diba? And from Marjam, yung husband ko, masarap. Magluto.
He's a culinary genius. Mm-hmm.
A culinary genius. A chef. And also,
like a security guard.
Exactly.
A chef.
Chef of police.
Chef. San ba may parking?
What?
San ba may parking?
Parking.
Yes. Yeah. Because they rarely pronounce their R's.
Exactly. They hardly have an R. Can you imagine the alphabet?
The alphabet?
Can you imagine the alphabet? Like, L-M-N-O-P, Q-R.
Yeah, it's never R.
Diba?
And they don't roll it. R.
Ah. No, some do.
They do.
I was about to say, like, the British. You know,
oh, that's
like,
right.
There's a certain,
Righto. There you go.
Diba? Diba?
Diba? Pero may accent.
Pero may...
Diba?
Diba? Ian Stel, Fat Kid Inside says, yung husband ko, ayun, tawid ng tawid sa kabilang bakod.
Ay. Baka naman nag-ano lang, nagpi-PS3 with his buddies.
Malay mo. Diba, malay mo.
Magbabarbecue.
Marjam says, ito, I love this entry. Yung husband ko, kahit lasing na, pangalan ko pa rin ang binabanggit.
Aww.
That's really nice.
That's really sweet.
That's it. You know, remember one of my favorite parang entries ever to the top 10?
Yeah. Yung,
One time, nagising yung husband, yung dad.
Yeah.
Sobrang lasing siya the night before. So, in-expect niya, bubugbugin siya ng asawa niya.
Yeah.
Pero pagising niya, good morning, hon. Tapos, pinagluto kita ng favorite breakfast mo. Oh. Talaga like, what is up? So, tinanong niya sa anak niya, bakit kanyan sobrang, si mami mo? Bakit siya hindi galit? Eh, lasing na lasing ako umuwi. Sabi nung anak, kasi dad, nung hinuhubaran ka na niya, kasi matutulog ka na, sabi mo, no, I'm married.
No! Ang hindi alam nung asawa, he's married to someone else pala.
Ay! Hindi, pero kaya tuwan-tuwa yung asawa. Kasi parang, wow.
Despite all of that, yeah.
I'm your wife already, and you're, at pag yung wala kang barriers, wala kang, ano, the first thing that comes to your mind is like, no, I'm married.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's nice.
Nice, diba? Also, Camila says, yung husband ko, yun ang problema. Husband din ng iba.
Ay.
Pero that's ano ah, that you can get jailed for that.
Yeah.
It's big.
Well, unless you're like Muslim.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or a Mormon.
Well, yeah. Pero other than that,
yeah.
Oy, pero the Mormons, not anymore.
Hindi na?
No,
ah, talaga?
No. Yeah. Diba they're, ano nga, they're complaining the true love? Ah.
Huh?
Yung the TV show? The one with Bill
Big
Paxton.
Big Love. Yeah.
They were saying na parang, we're not like that anymore. And you're portraying parang an older version of...
Oh.
Parang, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're not supposed to.
But what if they're already married to several women and then they change that? Do they have to like separate to the other women?
Hindi na siguro. Siguro just like laws. Diba?
Oh, baka that's
as long
why...
as you predate the law, you're good. Even yung mga kunyari, yung mga...
You're good with a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. No.
You predate
The action, you jerk. No, for instance, let's say even that. Remember, like mga internet laws because they're so new. A lot of them, kunyari, you posted something na parang bawal na siya ngayon, pero you posted it before the law came out. You're safe.
No, but remember with you're the cyber liable. Crime law.
Yeah.
They were. It was supposed to be. What do you call that?
Parang ano?
What's the term? Para retrospective ba?
Retro.
retro
grade, no, retro, retro disco, retro
70s retro disco,
retroactive,
retroactive,
retroactive.
Also, oh, we, there, Mad Mutt Mark was just saying polygamy is still good with Mormons, but it is not wild, widely preached anymore.
Oh, kasi alam ko they actually.
Of course, my laptop died.
They actually complained eh, about it. Eh. Na parang it's not fair. You're portraying us as polygamists when we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And Kuya Maui says, ang yung husband ko magaling sa kama. Yung mag-ayos.
Oh.
Magaling niya mag-ayos
ng beddings.
Have you seen professionals do it? The ones in like hotels.
Hotels, yeah.
As in, it's like
it's
they're
crazy
like
how they square it off. Yeah.
Ang galing. At saka they do it so fast.
Yeah.
Tapos parang like
and it looks so crisp.
Parang may plancha yung hands nila.
Yeah.
Kasi when they run it through the when they run their hand through the linen,
yeah,
it's like wow, how do they do that?
Parang
ayos agad.
Well, I
it's
mean,
incredible.
Think about it. If you do it X amount of times every single day, I'm yeah. pretty sure you'd get good at it too.
Diba? Mm. It's really nice. Ma-actress person says, yung husband ko, naging binibini na since our divorce. Well, that's happened.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
See,
BB.
Oh, BB. Hmm.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko, comes from Marjum.
Marjum says,
yung husband ko, hindi naman guapo, pero ang daming lumalandi.
I think that's the thing appeal.
With, I think that's the thing with guys.
Whenever they're in a relationship.
In my opinion, I think it happens more with guys na kahit hindi guapo,
yeah.
ang daming nahuhok. Kasi minsan, if they're, kasi diba like girls like funny guys,
yeah.
they like personality, and girls are not as parang physical. Pero with girls, let's face it, guys are more physical.
Yeah.
So mas hilig ng guys maganda. Kahit,
prone to...
Kahit not very smart, kahit not funny, kahit personality not okay, basta... Maganda yung malaki yung boobs or basta chicks. Game na, let's face it, ganun yeah. talaga eh. So parang, parang mas may chance yung not so good looking guy with the girls.
With the girls.
Then let's say not looking, not so good looking girls with the guys.
Yeah.
Diba?
Actually, that's
it's
true.
It's a little unfair that way, pero let's face it.
Yeah.
Kahit nga yung ano eh, diba? Like a lot of the rich guys, or yeah. the quote unquote powerful guys, they get the really hot girls.
Yeah, even if they're really ugly.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh, see? So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko. It's a clue. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag yung husband ko.
We give the worst clues ever.
Ever, no. I mean, that's just giveaway.
No.
Kasi, feeling ko lang.
Mm.
Nagigets na nila kung sino yung mga guests.
Jams!
You know, ang favorite ko kasi breakfast, yung butter with James.
Peanut butter and jams.
Yes, and James. Fail! I fail! Epic
what a
fail.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, thanking Butter Baby for today's topic, the top 10 ways to complete the statement yung husband ko. So let's give you some examples from Camilo. Yung husband ko mas malakas pa sa akin tumili pag may ipis. Oh yan, yan ang magiging entry ng future wife mo.
Yeah.
And also, let's see here. Okay, Fat Kid Inside says, yung husband ko ay tigas. Tigasaing, tigasalo ng bayad ng kuryente.
Gopher.
Tigasampay ng labahan, labahin.
Tigasundo.
Tigasundo. Marjam says, yung husband ko, tambay. Tambay palagi sa puso at isipan ko.
Nox.
That's
the hope.
That's the hope. Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko, mahilig sa Japanese porn, este corn. Yeah.
Oh, yung binibenta sa katipunan.
Sa may Ateneo.
Yeah. Oh.
And pero alam mo, sometimes nakakaasar yung mga yun, ha?
Bakit?
Like we once bought Japanese porn. Ano ba?
Corn.
Japanese corn.
Yan kasi ano-ano kasi pinapanood.
Tapos yung like, di ba, it's usually in a plastic parang, like in one bag. Plastic you have like 6 or 8 of them.
Yeah.
And then when we got home, the one on top was like really like yellow and juicy and big and fat and yummy.
Are we still talking about corn?
And then as I got like to the bottom,
yeah,
pa-bottom ng pa-bottom, parang pa-ano ng
papangit ng papangit, yeah, yung corn.
Yeah, like the very bottom corn was already like practically like the kernels were brown and like there were like worms and
what?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like alam mo yung nandadaya, they put the ugly ones at the bottom so that you don't.
Did it always happen? Baka naman it was just a
once
bad
lang
batch,
naman.
So.
Yeah, one lang naman. Also, Kuya Maui says, yung husband ko, hari sa barangay namin, kinatatakutan ng lahat. Pero, ako naman ang alas. Kasi takot naman sa akin ang husband ko.
Yeah.
So, lahat takot sa husband mo, pero husband mo takot sa'yo.
Yeah, but there are so many people who are like that.
Exactly.
Na yung parang kilabot ng blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang,
yung pala ano,
pag-uwi sa bahay, under naman siya.
Tawag nila doon takusa.
Anong takusa?
Yung pa, it's a play on Yakuza, pero takusa. Takot sa asawa. Takusa. And, we love you, Del.
She's tuned in.
No, no, no. There's an entry kasi about Del.
Oh, okay.
So we're already saying we love you, Del.
Okay, good.
From El Mitanyo, yung husband ko is my favorite white boy. We love you, Del. let's see here. Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko laging nag-lift ng weights sa James.
Pinilit talaga eh.
Pilit na pilit.
Wala pa rin tatalo sa gym pa rin.
Exactly, right? Tapos alam mo, who knows, no? Talagang biglang may magtatayo ng gym sa Paredes Street na gym Paredes.
Actually.
And you know, I had to check because I always hear Paredes as a street.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. So when I was like writing it, I had to like Google it.
Apparently, if there was actually like, a Paredes street.
Actually, there's two.
Okay.
There's kaya lang isa is better known as Quintin Paredes. Not just Paredes. But okay. Then that's in Binondo. And
yeah.
Then there's one na Paredes lang in
Makati?
Sampaloc.
Or, no.
Or Manila or something. And then, so I go, okay, so there's still a Paredes. Pero the more popular one is the Quintin.
But diba yung writing Quintin mo, may Paredes. Research involved
of
pa?
Of course!
Grabe.
Mamaya sabihin ko, there's a Paredes Street.
Wala naman pala.
Diba? Coco Hernandez says, yung husband ko, unlike Del's, taga Philippines. My Bluebird Robin says, yung husband ko, laging sumakabilang bahay.
Ay, sumakabilang bahay.
Kasi so okay, it's a little play on sumakabilang buhay, which
yeah.
Means died.
Died, yeah.
But sumakabilang bahay is pumunta sa kapitbahay.
Ah, okay.
Camila says, ay, ito pang teleserye. Yung husband ko, hindi tatay ng anak namin.
Uy.
Ay, nako.
Gulo.
Patay tayo dyan. Yeah. Midnight Chris says, yung husband ko, ang galing mag-park. Pati yung dalawang gulong sa likod. Swak na swak. And Madmat Mark says,
ay, nako.
Yung husband ko, hindi ko feel. Hindi niya magkista ko sa'yo. Hindi niya feel.
I feel like this whole day is just gonna be full of puns.
Very punny.
Mm.
And the top way to complete the statement, yung husband ko. Let me see here. Wait. Wait.
Oh.
Yung husband, it comes from bababababambin.
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 Bababababambin says.
Yung husband ko, disappointing. Nadadaan sa load.
Ay.
Ay, nako.
Pero baka naman kaya mo rin nakuha dahil sa load.
Pero alam mo, minsan ha, yung mga kunyari, nadaan sa load. Hindi talaga sila nadadaan sa load.
What do you mean?
Maybe they really like it. Kunyari na lang nadaan sa load. I mean, there's a difference between they're doing it for the perks, but they don't really like it. And
but
then
maybe
those,
in the guise of doing it for the perks.
Yeah. Because there's just little dialogue in My Husband's Lover. and like the mom of the best friend of Dennis Trillo.
Yeah.
Was saying, "Ganyan talaga yung mga lalaki. Ganyan talaga gusto lang nila pera." And then, you know, the parang the best friend who's gay.
Yeah.
Was saying parang, you know, there's a difference between like,
you know, gusto lang yung pera.
Na straight guys na pumapatol because they just want the money or the load, yeah, or the rubber shoes or whatever. And then there are those who are actually gay as well.
Yeah, but they just don't want to admit it. Diba? And they pretend that they're doing it for the money.
Just doing it for the money when in fact they're actually just gay.
Yeah.
No, and yeah, there is a difference.
Yeah.
So there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Ewan ko pag hindi nyo pa nagigets ha, kung sino yung guest namin today. And just tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag yung husband ko in all your tweets. And can we just say hello to Mary Ann and her kids Gian and Ryan, who are on their way to school. Well, that was about an hour ago. Hopefully they stay caught this. They're tuned in. That's coming from Migo.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko. Okay. However you want to fill that in. So.
However you want to fill that in.
Fill that in. Oh, nga, no.
Mas mahirap, giving clues.
Mas mahirap i-pun yung James.
I, you told them.
Huh? Oh no.
Oh,
I just
no,
gave
you
it
let
away.
It out. You let the cat out of the bag. Oh, you must feel so horrible.
I know, right? So, okay. Let's give some examples. For Malditang Divine, yung husband ko, eto, wala pa rin hanggang ngayon. Inumaga na naman.
Mm.
Ay, that's a little difficult.
Well, unless naman it's part of his job, then I guess it's fine.
Stealth Hiroshi says, yung husband ko, pinag-aagawan ng boys.
Ay. Ay,
bakit boys? Usually girls. Pero I guess there's an appeal.
Yeah.
That's very, very for girls.
Oh, pwede rin kasing pinag-aagawan in a sense na parang they always want to hang out with him. Gets? Not naman in a, not in a,
not
my
in a
husband's lover
way,
kind of way. Yeah.
Also, let's see here. El Mitaño says, yung husband ko, tagabayad ng credit card. Ako naman ang taga-kiss-kiss.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, you swipe it.
That's my fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Tapos, pero ikaw, you just pay.
Yeah.
They spend, you
they
pay.
They spend, you pay.
And also, Camilo says, yung husband ko, hindi Becky, pero palaging umuuwing amoy pabangong pambabae, may lipstick at may uwing panty.
Alam na.
Alam na. Nako. And, let's see here. Manvale says, yung husband ko, mahilig sa puwet ng manok. Some, for some, it's their favorite.
Yeah. Picho. Iba pa
is
ba
that
yan?
Picho? Picho is breast.
Ah, okay. Mahilig ako sa picho.
Yeah. Kasi yung puwet...
I'm a picho kind of guy.
Ako rin.
Ah. Ah, talaga?
Mm-mm. Kasi yung puwet is actually very flavorful, but it's all fat.
That's dirty.
No naman, you're not eating naman the...
No, but, I mean, think about it. At least I'm eating a breast. You're eating, well...
I'm not into that. I don't like that either. Because it's too fatty. Parang it's too, I don't know, it's too rich. It's too... I like pichot din.
Ay, nako.
Also, Bababa Bambin says, yung husband ko, ang nag-iisang taong nagsabi na maganda ako.
That's sweet but sad at the same time.
Yeah, but at least.
Baka naman just to your face.
Pero behind your back,
no,
sabi
I mean,
pangit ka.
No, I mean, everyone else just doesn't say it to your face.
That's unlikely. If you're pretty, they'll say you're pretty.
Really?
I mean, why hide it?
Oh, sabagay.
Diba? And also, Ellis Dominique says, yung husband ko, laging nasa gym, sauna, or spa. Parang masyado yata ang health conscious.
pero hindi pumapayat.
Hindi pumapayat. Also, Bababa Bambin says, yung husband ko, malaki ang paa. Kaya ang mahal tuloy ng rubber shoes kasi lagi largest size.
Pero hindi naman nagmamahal yung presyo nun eh. Hmm.
Pero, regardless of the size?
Regardless of the size.
It should matter pala eh.
Oh,
yeah. Pero ang haba ng hair mo.
Pero good job.
Good job. And also, Also, let's see. Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko, nakaka-lockjaw. Yung sobrang like...
Nakashock kasi yung kagwapuhan niya.
Ganon. Parang, nag-lock na yung jaw mo. Tapos wala na.
Delikado yung
alam mo yung my jaw dropped. Di ba? That's the saying. Right?
My jawa's jawa.
Yung panganang jawa mo.
Uh-oh.
Your jaw. Also, okay. From Cara for Jay Sanchez. Yung husband ko, mahilig sa babae. Just like me.
Ay!
Ibang klaseng twist naman. Bababa Bambin says, yung husband ko, pole dancer. Pero ako lang ang audience.
Ay!
Ay! Pero okay yun.
That's interesting.
Okay yun, di ba? Yeah. At least parang he performs just for you.
Yeah.
Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko, inosenteng inosente. Kaya ang sarap demonyo yun. Alam mo yung parang
they're so
clean cut.
That you want to just yung malinis na gusto mong dumihan.
Exactly.
It's the inner vandal.
Hey, that's ano ah. That's a type of parang fantasy.
Yung,
kaya nga di ba yung mga
it's vandalism.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Camilo
yung mga sobrang
says,
lalo na yung mga
yung parang ano, di ba that's why it was so popular the video of Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time. Kasi parang schoolgirl. Pero medyo parang merong konting naughtiness going on there.
Like imagine like a really, really clean looking person of whatever sex it is that you're into.
Yeah.
Tapos you just want to like sort of
yung good girl, good boy kind of thing going on.
I make them good girls go bad. But there's all, that's the ano.
It
na,
is.
Parang you want
that's
the sort
appeal.
Of, yeah.
Na parang dahil sa'yo naging bad girl, bad boy siya. Marjam says, yung husband ko, hanggang pangarap ko lang. Like they don't exist. Or maybe they do exist, pero...
Not yet.
They're
it's
just
yet
a fantasy.
Yeah.
Parang yan ang gusto mong husband, pero it's not gonna happen. Camilo says, yung husband ko, pag nandyan ang nanay niya, nagiging little boy ulit. Medyo delikado ng konti. I mean, you love it when you see like a guy who's very close to the mom. Pero not naman to the point
to the
na...
To the point na nagiging bata. Nag-revert siya to being a child when the mom's there.
Diba? Parang not too much naman. I mean, there's a cute level and then there's... It becomes a level na parang, ay, turn off.
Turn off na.
Masyado namang nagiging mama's boy.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko, comes from Callie Byrne.
Callie Byrne says,
yung husband ko, kung hindi pagod, lasing. Yun lang ang inaabutan niya araw.
Oo.
So parang,
hindi sila
maka,
sad.
Ano,
yeah.
Hindi sila maka, you know, usap.
Yeah, maka,
hindi sila makausap ng
hindi sila maka-connect.
Hindi sila maka-connect. Oo. Hindi sila maka-vault in.
Two can't become one.
No, they can't. Kasi parang, you know, the husband won't stand for it.
Yeah. So, they can't come to an agreement.
Kaya titiisin na lang niya.
Oo.
Kasi wala eh.
Wala eh.
Well, susubukan niya.
Well, sabagay. Pero wala, as the wife, kasi minsan yung gagawin mo dun, susuportahan mo na lang eh.
Oo nga. Pero dapat, minsan, nagde-demanda ka rin.
Oo naman.
Na parang, I demand that you...
Hindi naman kasi pwedeng habang natutulog yung asawa mo, tititigan mo lang, di ba?
Oo. Alam mo, magbobolahan lang kayo. Di ba? I mean, mahirap naman yun. Kailangan talaga yung you tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Kasi kung hindi, pe-personalin mo yun eh.
Ay, nako. Diba? Or mali mo, peperahan ka lang niya.
Oo nga naman.
Wala naman perfecto eh. Diba? So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko, .. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Husband Ko.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Ready, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Alright.
Thank you to Butter Baby for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung husband ko, Yeah. Okay, talking about husbands.
If you still
today,
don't know who our guest is.
Yeah. Actually, may mga na. Guest nyo ba si Phil Young?
Feeling ko.
That's me feeling.
I know.
All right, let's start off with. Okay. With Madmat Mark.
All right.
Yung husband ko, madaling kausap. Isang kalabit lang. Alam na.
Alam na. Kahit masakit pa ulo.
Kalabit talaga, you know? Do people even
what
do
is
that?
It? What, kalabit?
No, I mean like
I guess a gentle tap on the shoulder.
If they want, you know, something, they just kalabit you.
Oh yeah, why not? I kalabit you all the time. No, like if I ask for like coffee or something.
Exactly.
Like, parang pstoy, chico.
And also, let's see here. Madmat Mark says, yung husband ko, habulin. Nang mga binabato kong chinelas, pinggan, bote at silya. You know, like it's always in the movies na parang wives throw plates. Do they really do that?
I guess they do. When they're fighting? That has to come from somewhere.
Oh, it's a bad guy. I just find it so, like, weird to throw stuff at each other.
Maybe you're just not that type of person.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever been thrown at me before either. So
yeah,
I guess
me too.
That's pretty normal.
Di ba?
Yeah.
El Mitanio says, yung husband ko, mabango in all the right places. Kaya nakakagana. Why? What's the wrong places? What's the right places?
Sa ilong. Lapo.
Mabango yung ilong. And then, I guess the right places are the places where usually it's not very fragrant.
Yeah.
But they're fragrant.
Yeah.
Okay, armpit, paa or something. Di ba?
Or ano.
Let's stop there na. Okay, and
sa likod
also
ng, ano, sa, yung mga cracks like sa tenga,
behind the ears.
Behind the
ear.
They say yeah,
you hardly
the crevices
scrub behind the ears. Diba even in Sesame Street, Ernie and Bert, they were like teaching you that you have to scrub behind the ears.
Actually, that's one of the things that I do first.
Yeah.
Like right after.
Never forget. When you wash your face, you might as well go straight.
What do you do
into
first?
The...
When you go into the shower. Wait, let me rephrase that question.
So first.
I don't think I kind of want to know.
You want a picture?
What exactly
yeah,
goes on inside? No,
ask
no, no, no.
Question.
Are you a shampoo first or a soap first kind of person?
Oh, shampoo first.
Because okay. I know people who soap first. I find it kind of weird.
Hey, you know why? Because siempre shampoo is for the head. So siempre pag pababa na yung shampoo, like when you're rinsing it off.
Yeah.
So
the dirt from your head goes to your
to
body.
Your body. So, and then you soap after. So
exactly.
You work your way down.
Yeah, yun nga.
Because the water goes down. So you have to start upstream.
But I know some people who soap first.
Really?
Yeah, it's so I find it
so
weird.
I work my way down. Even when it comes to soaping, it's always like on my way down. I wash my face last.
And then, because the face is a different, I know, it's a more sensitive.
Well, I can think of a couple of things. Na una yun.
I guess that's true.
And
so pati ba yung areas na iba, work your way down din or parang minsan you mix it up na down
hindi,
and up
you,
and down.
Except for the face, work my way down.
Okay.
So hair, body, face. And also Bababa Bambin says, yung husband ko kailangan na mag-trim ng bigote.
Ng bigote kasi makati. You know, I get that complaint a lot.
Really? Who complains?
No, I get that complaint a lot from my friends who are girls.
Really?
Na parang, oh my God, my boyfriend has like a beard and it's so irritating.
Really?
Because it irritates my face.
Parang hindi ganun yun. Parang talking from experience.
No.
Yung statement mo.
No, kasi I, like, ano, si Jay. Nilaglag. Si Jay of the Daily Survey, mahaba yung bigote. Like, yung mga ganun. Like, usually kasi, when you have a long beard, it irritates a person's face.
No. Let me put it this way.
It hurts
like,
though.
Like, ano lang, like last Sunday, we had our family dinner. Tapos my nieces, yung pag nagbebeso-beso ka, and they really go, ow, parang shave already.
Hello, you don't have a beard.
No.
You've never had a beard.
Not a beard. Kahit mustache and dito lang.
You never have a mustache.
Tumatama pa rin yun sa side.
Meron ka?
Like when you beso, it
does.
You
have a mustache?
Well, it kind of looks like a lame cactus. Let me put it that way. Yung parang may konting prickly, ano lang, protrusions.
Really?
I do not. Hello, like yesterday. I was kind of like all scruffy.
Whatever. You barely have hair.
I know, right? Ne, pero meron. Oh, ika, yesterday I didn't shave. I was so like scruffy. Parang medyo parang
rugged, manly.
Parang Hugh Jackman lang yung pet.
Oh, shoes. Tignan mo pa mura. Like, literal mo tignan mo pa mura.
Hindi, totoo. Mm. I was scruffy. I must say, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, whoa. Who's that macho guy? Look at right
this
there?
Survivalist looking fool on the mirror.
I know.
What?
Kasi diba yesterday I went to the salon.
Yeah.
I had my hair cut. Oh yeah, look at my selfie. Oh, I had some stubbly thing going
that's like
on.
You know those old Chinese masters? That's what you get.
Kung Fu
like if
masters.
You actually let it grow, that's a Fu Manchu. I think that's what it's called.
It is.
Yung sa sides lang.
It is.
Kasi wala ka sa gitna eh.
Wala nga. Pero that's what I'm saying. There's still hair. Fu I'm still kind of hairy.
I think it comes with age.
No, I've
the
always
Fu
been hairless.
Manchu look.
I've always been hairless. Even at the no, I just wasn't hairy, I guess. Mm. I was never hairy. All right. And let's see here. Malditang Divine says, yung husband ko, palagi akong pinupuyan.
Bakit?
Lagi silang nag-ano, lagi silang...
DVD marathon.
Nag-DVD
yeah.
marathon.
Kaya parati po yan.
And they like those HBO shows.
The specials.
Late at night.
Yeah.
Di ba pag yung mga...
Or mga Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
True Blood, di ba? Usually that's aired really late at night.
Yeah.
What time do they show Games of Thrones here?
Game of Thrones here. 9 o'clock.
Relatively early.
Yeah, well, I think it's on a Sunday.
What about the Dothraki scenes?
Yeah, well, it's censored.
Ay, really?
Because even if they show it really late, HBO still censors.
Oh, sabagay, like Sex and the City. They used to take out the bad words.
Wow, Channel.
Really?
Did you ever reach that Wow?
No.
Really?
No.
You never got to watch Wow Channel?
No. What do they show there?
Movies.
Let me check that out.
I don't know if they still have it because like this was back in when I was still in college. Wow, really?
No, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
It was a channel on cable where most of the late night shows were uncensored.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen that.
But nothing.
They missed all the good parts of Game of Thrones.
Pretty much, yeah. If you're watching,
they never
it on...
seen any of those naked Daenerys scenes.
No, because it's not allowed. I mean, well. They're censored.
But that creepy scene, yung the very first scene, yung from the bathtub. Because the brother was like, you've grown.
Oh, yeah.
That really creepy. And they got that whole
brother-sister. I mean, it was creepy, but rewarding.
That's the brother.
I don't care about the brother, obviously.
No, but I mean Daenerys. The scene.
Who cares about the scene?
That was her,
you learned to filter things out.
Okay. And the top. Way to complete the statement, yung husband ko. Mm-hmm. Comes from Sentient Joyce.
Sentient Joyce says,
yung husband ko, pilyo talaga.
What exactly is the definition of pilyo?
Naughty. Naughty. Napaka-pilyo. Like so, it's not bad, but it's, you know, like, you're very pilyo. You're very, like, no, mischievous.
Right, like Dennis the Menace
yes.
is pilyo.
He's very pilyo. You know, it has to be a little harmless when you're pilio. It shouldn't be bastos.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you just like playing pranks, mga ganun?
Well, that sort of thing.
Si pilio.
Si pilio.
Like if you actually name your child pilio.
Pilio.
De si pilio.
Yun nga, pilio, di ba? Pilyong husband. Di ba?
So, witty.
Witty, very witty. All right, so you will get a whiff of why we're doing this top 10
yes.
in a bit. Actually, very soon.
Very soon.
You just stick around. Just key in. If you want to join us for the top 10 for today, just key in RX, space, your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Husband Ko.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
Radio RX93.1. So, we would like to welcome to the booth our very special guest. And, you know, I think we should just drop the whole accent thing.
Why? Are you ashamed?
I'm feeling rather conscious.
Are you
right
ashamed?
Now.
Why? You do such a great Mrs. Potts. Ladies and gentlemen, in the RX booth.
Yes, we have James Young Husband.
Hi, guys.
What's up, man?
Hello.
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
I know. So, you know, like, we're sort of, like, expecting you to to give us the dish on what's going on with this whole dream match.
Okay, now here's the thing. I'm pretty sure that like you want revenge. I'm pretty sure like you're one of those really competitive types. I mean, you are an athlete after all. So,
and you guys are really competitive.
Very, very competitive.
Very competitive.
Sometimes gets really heated and like violence breaks out.
Oh, wow.
Not this year. Like, yeah.
And we heard that, you know, like Phil was really very like obsessive compulsive with his team last year.
Very, very.
And he was very strict. And I heard that, you know, You're looking at a
I was too relaxed last year. Dude. I'm not coming up excuses.
You're not going to make up with that mistake again this year.
We heard you guys exactly are pretty chill. And so what's the different attack you're taking this year?
My different tactic, I think. My preparation. My preparation wasn't so good last year.
Right. Yeah?
I was too relaxed, as I said, and I think this year it's so much more exciting. Like as you said, guys said earlier, we have the likes of Cannavaro and Wise coming here.
Right.
The trip to the World Cup is at stake. Whichever teams win, that fan gets to go with Phil and James.
Yeah,
to,
right.
Look at me speaking third person. me and Phil, and obviously you want Team James going to Brazil.
So. There you go.
That is true. Yeah,
you want Phil being miserable on the trip, us reminding him about the victories.
So. And it has to be like the top fan of the
exactly.
winning team.
Exactly.
Right. So, okay. That's why I think they really have to choose.
Yeah, they have to choose. Yeah. Like, I'm going to ask you two. Whose team are you on?
I'm on your team.
No.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No,
I think Phil's asleep as well. He didn't get the memo to be here.
No, but that's the thing. Like when you go to the website, you have to choose. Even before you can go in, exactly. you have to state which team you're on.
Yeah, and that's the team that you're sticking to.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
You can only vote once as well.
Exactly.
Right. So it really matters. Like, just
really
make
does.
Sure you don't click on the wrong team.
And of course, these are the early stages.
Yep.
We don't even have the final 30 yet.
Yeah, we have the draft on August 13.
Yeah.
13. So
that's why we were asking everybody to make sure they check out who are the ones in contention.
Yep.
So that they get to vote who gets. So they have to, the fans choose first, and then after the fans have chosen, then Phil and James get to choose from the 30.
This year is much more exciting, guys.
Because you're actually preparing.
Yeah, we're actually preparing. I started my preparation last night. I've met with my manager and we discussed plans.
Oh, wow. That's pretty early.
And, me and Phil, we actually train together. Me and Phil, we're talking about, we're looking at the whole squad list, and we're actually there's really good squad of players this time. We have lots of the Great Witches involved, more Asgard players involved. So it's going to be really close this year. But Team James,
you know, that was what I was thinking when we were looking at the list.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the people you're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Are like your common friends.
Exactly. So
I mean,
do they
ever feel bad? Like they ever tell you, how come you didn't
we
choose
have
me?
Our first five picks, we get to choose it, and after that, I think it's drawn out of a hat.
Right.
So then, first five picks.
Yeah, exactly.
So the first five picks,
maybe some friendships may be broken.
Right.
Because
why didn't you pick me?
Sometimes, like,
but at the end of the day, I have my tactics, and my friends are really cool. And
maybe like off field, they're your best friends, and then they find out you didn't even choose them.
But sometimes, see, like, it's also, like, more of a...
Because I'd feel bad. Like, can you imagine Gina Boy? Kunyari, like, we had something, and, like, I don't know, a DJ, whatever.
Right.
And then you were, like, a team captain, and you didn't choose me. I would kill you.
No, because the way I see it, okay.
But Gino wants to win. I've seen him play basketball. He's really competitive.
See? And that's why I got injured.
Exactly.
Because I play like I'm an athlete, but I got the body of a geek. So.
Anyway, so I was just thinking, that would be very interesting how... And I'd like to see their expressions when you start choosing and you don't choose them.
No, but I'd love to see the tactics involved because you guys both play different positions and I'm sure like, you know, you're going to get teammates that play the you know, whatever it is that you're strong at also. So.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about strategizing and getting the right tactics, right blend of players, also the chemistry between the players. I lost last year, but I believe I learned more from the game last year than Phil did because I think you learn more from failure. but no,
at least he's mad enough to admit that.
Phil was wise with his selection last year. He chose a team that play regularly together. He basically chose our Morocco team with a core of Morocco players who play regularly together.
While
me, I was mixing and matching. I was experimenting.
Right.
Which was fun, but we started off well and not coming with excuses. But
so
we didn't get the win.
in Pinoy terms, this year, kakaririn na nila.
Exactly. What if, let's say, you know, you get some teammates this year who were also part of your team last year. They'll see a different leader this time
around? They'll see it differently, much more wiser. Wiser, more experienced.
Will you be really strict?
A little. Conte
lang. Just a little.
I don't believe him when he says that. I get the feeling he's going to start implementing like strict diets and
As soon as the draft's done, that's when the team will be a team. I believe I started preparing as a team. Very spoken to management about organizing some stuff, and it's pressure's on. But I love pressure.
Are you coaching? Are you also coaching?
I've actually got a coach.
I can announce your coach now. Can you?
My coach is actually our teammate. Freddie Gonzalez.
Oh, wow. So you have a teammate as a coach?
Teammate, yeah. Unfortunately, Freddie got injured during the season. And I really wanted him to be involved. And I was like, I'll choose Freddie.
Nice.
So oh, my gosh. It's actually, Phil has Randy Rojas, the boss of Morocco, Morocco Sparks, and I have Freddie.
So this will be interesting.
It's going to be really heated. It may even be heated on the touch lines rather than...
Right. And I figured, it'll be so much fun to watch because, I mean, you guys regularly play together. Yeah. You guys are part of the same team and, you'll see matches that you never really get to see on a normal basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's it's really nice just to see the top names.
Right.
And you know, how are you, holding up to the idea that you'll have two football legends
excited.
Joining you?
Very excited.
A little bit scared? No.
Not even. Scared, yeah.
Have you ever met them?
Me and Phil actually, we were at Chelsea when Dennis Wise was there.
Yeah,
really?
So, we actually got to meet him and learn from him.
Was it nerve-wracking?
No, it's good. You can see what a leader is by watching Dennis Wise. And of course, Cannavaro, World Cup winner.
Right?
Everyone's asking, who would you prefer? And being honest, I think either of them would be good. I reckon they'll both give it their best and show their experience.
Okay, that part I'm curious. Do you also get to choose which legend?
I'm not too sure actually. I think that
eventually.
Okay, so I've just found out.
Okay, just now.
It's whoever gets the top votes and
but can you imagine having to choose?
So whoever gets the top vote.
Oh, that would be
the top vote. The moment there's votes going on and
guys,
Team James Team James needs to come on.
No, but think about it this way. Let's just say you got to pick. I mean, because Fabio Cannavaro and Dennis Wise, they're both amazingly talented players.
Yeah.
And then what if let's just say, okay, put it this way, what if Chico and I were amazingly talented players?
You
and then
are.
You had to. No, we're not. No, we're really not.
I've seen you go on.
We both have left feet. No, but anyway, let's just say that we're both really, really good players and you had to pick between Chico and I. And then you picked Chico. And then I'd be like, you didn't pick me.
How dare you?
How dare you? And then I'd get mad and then, take it out on the court.
That's a good example. Let's talk about Dennis Wise and Cannavaro. I'm sure if either one of them wasn't picked, they'd be really angry.
Exactly.
And they'd be really competitive.
Yeah, of course, you want to have the first choice. You want to base your team around your selection of players.
Right.
Dennis Wise, he was very famous actually for being a good leader off the field, but also being very aggressive as well. So imagine if Phil, for example, picked Cannavaro.
Yeah.
Good luck to Phil.
It might actually work against him.
Exactly.
All right, so whoever gets the lead in the digital points gets to pick from the legend.
Gets to pick first, I think. Gets
That is awful.
On draft.
I mean, in as much as you'd love to be the one to pick.
Well, here's your advantage. So you're here.
Yeah.
Team Phil's got off to a poor start. Team James, I've got to get you to a pair of Team James jerseys.
Nice.
Did we have that on record?
Yeah.
Just to say as well, I'm a man of my words because, remember Phil used to host on here when we used before Azkals blew up and Phil ran the competitions.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll give you a prize. He still hasn't given them.
Oh my gosh. The trash talking has started.
He's really bad. His own brother.
And he's not even here to defend himself.
So use it to your advantage.
Yeah. But come on, guys. Everyone, all the Team James fans, please vote for Team James because I need the votes. I need... Team James is going to win this year and I need your help doing it. I need the fan support. Yeah, I really need this one. So please vote for, log on to facebook.com/clearph and vote for Team James.
Yeah. I mean, look at Team Phil. Phil isn't even here. So
yeah. Exactly.
Vote for James.
I tried calling for him. But I think it was some, I think it might be my responsibility. I'm not too sure.
But you did this on purpose.
Yeah, as well, guys, if you got a Samsung phone, download the app and you can vote once a day.
All right. So there you go. Okay. So, what are you strategizing for with this coming dream match? I mean,
obviously without giving too much of your...
Yeah, because you don't want... Well, if he's asleep, then it's fine. Because you won't get to hear it.
I'm trying to anticipate Phil's every match. I'm trying to anticipate who will pick in the draft.
Right.
And obviously, I still have to meet with my Freddie and my management and discuss which players we'll be targeting in the draft.
Right.
And then... But I've got a squad about 19 players, so...
Right.
Ideally, that's nearly two teams, so... I want two players per position.
No, because right. are you thinking that, you know, based on who Phil chose last year,
yeah,
that
exactly.
he's going for the same
exactly.
people?
But that's why it could be. Because
you can just break it up.
I could
right?
stir things up. I yeah. could select yeah. one of his players. Like
get all of his players.
Exactly. Yeah. But then he could get some of mine.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
So it's very interesting. Draft day is going to be an interesting day.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, you know, since you're trying to get votes for digital points, like in one sentence, why should everyone root for your team instead of Phil's team?
Honestly, my team's like, I believe we're going to play the better football. Last year we played the better football. Phil was just a bit lucky, I guess.
He's a bit lucky. Okay,
that's a whole show of trash talking.
I know, right?
I deserve to win this one.
All right.
Well. Not being arrogant, just Team James deserves to win this year.
And yeah. Especially with...
Because you woke up early.
Especially with what's at stake
exactly.
as well. Like,
and you know, and having like the two football legends, I guess like it spices things
you
up.
You really got to play your best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You want to impress. You want to...
and of course you want your fan to be the one, mm-hmm. your top fan to be the one going to...
The Brazil.
Yeah. Well, not everyone I've met is... On Team James, I believe so.
because they met you.
I don't know where Phil's getting these votes.
Well, we'll find out in just
we'll
a little
out,
bit.
We'll find out.
All right, we've got James Younghusband on the show today. So if you have any questions,
who purposely didn't wake Phil up?
Yeah, I really think that he did that on purpose.
He'll give this because we're flying to Singapore. He'll give it. Oh,
like,
I need to rest.
Put a sleeping pill in his water right before you go to bed. It's like, here, drink off. But anyway, he's gonna be here all the way till 10. We've got a lot of things planned.
Exactly. We have a wrap off for you guys.
Yeah,
also, I just wrapped up the weekend
to celebrate the rivalry between Phil and James.
That's right.
Oh, I need to stop penning down some words.
All right, so we'll do that in just a little bit. In the meantime, we got to take a quick break.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush,
RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. And of course, we have in the RX booth, we have James Younghusband. So James, we have to explain something to you. We have this thing we call the Epic Wrap-Off. And so when we have a guest, we come up with a little wrap-off for our guest.
Okay.
And so, you know,
well, at least we try.
We try. But, you know, to be fair, you know, although you're the one who's here,
yeah.
We prepared something for the matchup.
Awesome.
For the matchup itself, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, equal opportunity. We have...
just for now. And then after, you can bash Phil all you want.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's going to be an epic wrap-off, and we prepared this for you. And because you know how it is. There's a lot of competition going on. Mm-hmm. Diba? There's the skill.
So we wanted to put a soundtrack to it.
Exactly. Diba? Because there's going to be a battle, diba? For skill, for supremacy, for handsomeness, for everything.
For great shirtless speaks.
Exactly, diba? So, as an homage to the young husbands, we prepared something for you.
All right.
You know, it's been a long time, Gino.
I know. It's been a really long time, so you kind of... I don't know. Kind of expect this to be a little bit rusty.
A little rusty.
Right, so I'm sure you guys will do it.
Well, number one, we hope you enjoy it. Number two, we hope you understand it.
All right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Chico Delamar and
Chico
Gino.
Chico Delamar and Gino. Your Kikai Barkat.
The Morning Rush.
What's that
on that E? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We got James Young, husband, in the booth. Yeah. It's a CDG epic rap-off. Here we go. Two legit ballers, they be shot callers. Filling James in the game, scoring on any dame. No, it ain't something lame. All comes with the fame. Skill times, dude, they be scoring on you. Time for you to step up, get up, stand up. Yellow card, red card, man, this is getting hard. Games on fifth gear, now they be using clear. Chica's gonna say something now, y'all listen here.
Please demand James, don't wanna play games. Don't wanna name names, my panty is in flames. When it comes to soccer, you're a punk rocker. When it comes to girls, you're a smooth talker. Ikaw naman, Phil, my world stood still. Lagging dressed to kill, wala pang Bill Bill. I'm feeling kinda ill, I have a bit of a chill. Sabi nga ni Pink, just like a Phil. Sino ba talagang hotter? It doesn't really matter. You make our mouths water, nagmukha kaming squatter. Who's a better player? For both I say a prayer. In Young Husband Town, can I be the mayor? I may be a thug, but you guys are my drug. Pwede pa request, kiss, sabay, hug.
All right,
so there you go.
Okay, so, but this is our call for you guys. You have to choose, okay? Remember, even before you get to enter the website.
Right.
You it's have already... to choose, are you Team Phil or are you Team James?
There you go.
So,
Team James. I think there was like a subtle Team James.
That's James, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, that's so cool.
We'll talk to James some more. And we'll talk to him more about you know what's coming up with this whole rivalry thing.
All right.
And more details on the dream match.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 4.
Bonds Radio, RX 93.1. Remember yesterday was Monday, but we failed to give them the
box
the U.S.
news.
Box office. Right. So we'll do it today. For the first time in over a month, an animated film isn't on top at the weekend box office in the U.S. After 4 weeks dominated by Monsters University and Despicable Me 2, live action thriller The Conjuring has earned the top spot with 41.3 million in ticket sales. Now the film, which stars Patrick Wilson as and Vera Farmiga as real-life paranormal investigators, raked in more than twice of what the movie cost to make during its first weekend.
That's crazy.
It's only been, you
so
know,
only the first weekend, they've already more than made up for what they spent.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just the first weekend.
Just the first weekend. Despicable Me 2 dropped from number one to second place with $21.5 million, bringing its total to $276 million in just 3 weeks. While Fox's animated film, Turbo, about those like
fast snails.
About a snail who wanted to race in the Indy 500, finished third with $21.5 million. Adam Sandler's Grown Ups 2 finished fourth, coming up just shy of its $80 million budget in its first 2 weekends. While the sequel, Red 2, debuted at number 5 with a weak $18.5 million, despite good reviews. Guillermo del Toro's Monsters vs. Robots flick, Pacific Rim, is, dropped from number 3 to number 6 with 16 million in ticket sales, leaving it a bit far from its 190 million budget after 2 weeks. Percentage-wise, the film is on pace with Disney's The Lone Ranger, which fell out of the top 10 after finishing 5th last week. New entry, RIPD, also known as Ghostbusters Meet Men in Black, opened 7th to a dismal 12.7 million take, amassing less than 10% of what it cost to make.
Isn't this Ryan Reynolds?
This is Ryan Reynolds.
Man.
And living up to predictions that it will be, even before it opened, a lot of experts were saying that this will be this summer's biggest bomb.
Oh, no.
You know, it,
and that'll be his second bomb in succession because, like, Green Lantern.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, have a movie after Green Lantern.
This is much
No, because Green Lantern actually did all right.
That's all right.
I mean, especially, it was a horrible film, but...
Especially overseas. But this one is really, really bad.
And even Turbo didn't start at the top.
Can you imagine? It cost $130 million to make it.
and it cost $12 million on its opening weekend. And traditionally, the opening weekend is the biggest. Like, so after this, it's on its way down. So.
Okay, I'll watch it for Ryan Reynolds.
I know, right?
Oh, because he's my idol. I have to support him. You get what I'm coming from, where I'm coming from.
Because it really reminds you of Men in Black when you see that.
That's true. Yeah, it's an odd pairing. It's Jeff Bridges, right?
No, but it's the same. But it's the whole old guy, young guy. And then they don't like each other. And the, you know.
So parang we can come up with a movie.
No, we can't.
Old guy, young guy.
No, we cannot. No, but that's the thing, di ba? Parang,
pero yung sa atin magiging weird love story.
No, just like in that, no. Because like, di ba, RIPD, Jeff Bridges is actually a hot girl.
What?
Like, yeah, to everybody else.
Oh, right, to everyone else.
Marissa Miller.
Right.
Yeah,
there you
right,
go.
Right. And then,
did you watch it already?
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, man.
And then, Ryan Reynolds is an old Asian guy.
Oh, right. Di ba? I remember
now. So technically,
now.
To everybody else, they could have something going on. But not the real them.
Well, that'd be really weird. No, right.
Really awkward. So there you go. That's box office news for today. For this week, actually. So we shall return with James Young Husband. We'll get more dirt on the rivalry. And, of course, you are still on The Morning Rush. Only here on RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Okay. Fail.
What?
I was supposed to do this earlier.
What? Do what
I
earlier?
Just read it now. No, I was supposed to greet my inana. But anyway, just in case.
What a horrible ninong you are.
I know, right?
Or ninang.
Okay, so hello to Greg, Sharon, Alexa, and Yaya Mavic. They're having their doctor's checkup today. Who knows? Maybe they're still listening 2.5 hours after.
He doesn't love you.
Oh, how dare you? No, but hello.
He doesn't love you.
Hello, Greg, Sharon.
He forgets
Sharon,
all about
Alexa.
You.
No, I didn't. I just read the text now. Jerk. Okay, anyway.
He neglects you.
Of course, we have James, Young Husband, in the booth. Yeah. And
that's the kind of person I have to work with, man.
What?
You know, somebody who neglects his goddaughter.
Oh, no, yeah.
Goddaughter?
Goddaughter.
See what kind of person he is?
Yeah. Eh, pero, di ba? Okay, so a lot of people were just saying, you know what, James, a friend of mine, she was going, okay, I'm going to be Team James.
Awesome.
But
what's her name?
Vanny.
Thank you, Vanny.
But she says only if I get a kiss.
Oh wow.
Okay.
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 No problem.
He's really easy. And a hug. Kiss and a hug.
Okay. Okay. So Vanny.
He's even throwing something else.
So Vanny heard it. Okay. Mm. So she's Team James.
Awesome. So like randomly, she can just, if she sees you in a mall, she can just go up to you and be like, "Hey, I'm Vanny.
Yeah.
You owe me a kiss and a hug. All right.
Ask for ID first.
So
so it's like you see random guys. Hey, I'm Vanny. I'm Vanny.
No, she's a girl. Yeah. She's a biological girl. Okay.
Promise, bro. Biological girl. No.
Okay, so are you like, okay, I'm pretty sure you've checked out, you know, because we haven't whittled it down to 30 final players yet.
No, not yet.
You know, you've got a big field out there.
Yep.
But are you already eyeing certain people?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am. I'm not going to mention who they are yet.
Yeah,
because then Phil will find out. And,
exactly.
And he might just beat you to the punch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, okay, let's say over lunch or over dinner or, you know, when you guys see each other, do you ever, like, sneakily try to do some mind games with each other and try to see what the other one's trying to do?
Yeah, well, recently.
Do you ever talk shop?
We did, actually, yesterday.
Yeah.
I needed someone like behind the scenes working for me, like a manager, like for the team. And Phil was like, "Why don't you get this person?" I was like, "I already thought of that, Phil." And he's like, "Okay." And then, but then he's always like, "I'm always one step ahead of you." I'm like, yeah, right.
Did you ever try to like talk to anybody to sort of like fish information from
like
him,
spy?
Like spy on him?
I had a meeting last night. Stuff, so I can't tell yet because I'll tell you when we're off here.
I like the discretion.
It's like espionage. I really like it. And I don't know. Has anyone ever explained to you the Pinoy word "picon"?
What does it mean again?
Like, how do you explain it?
Is it?
I wanted to ask if they ever get picon.
I've heard it loads of times.
Run out of patience?
Maybe. No, like, how do you say it? Like, do they ever get picon with each other when they get all
annoyed?
Competitive? Yeah, like, do you ever like
annoyed to the point of anger.
Yeah. So frustrated.
Yeah.
Something like you know how like when you're trash talking, you're still friends.
Of course. Yeah, but eventually
you get to the point where like, okay, I'm really like hating
I've had
you
enough
right
of
now.
This, you know what I mean?
Nah, not really. We're competitive as well, but this morning actually I was thinking of how I'm really looking forward to this Clear Dream match, and
right.
I actually looked at my mirror in my car, yeah. pulled it down, and actually this photo here, I have it in my pocket, this photo fell out. It's of me and Phil.
From the Clear.
So it's a sign we're still brothers.
Yeah.
Despite all of that.
Yeah, we're still brothers, but at the end of the day... It's,
but you want to beat him.
Oh, yeah. Whether we're playing... when we're younger, we used to play a lot of football games on PlayStation.
Yeah. And
actually, when someone wasn't winning, they'd run over and turn the console off out of anger and frustration. So I wonder what will happen in the Clear Dream.
That's something you can't turn off.
Exactly.
What's like... the worst trash talk you've ever done, but to each other, not just to your teammates.
Oh, personal stuff, loads.
Oh, really?
Because
you would know the dish on each other.
Exactly.
You know exactly
I'm being honest,
how to.
We're the best of friends, and we know each other
right?
so well.
So you know the best of friends know exactly what it is to get the other one all
exactly.
All
we know hot-headed. We know each other's secrets and
right.
everything. So
okay, give us a sample of what you can air. Obviously, the others that's between the two of you. But give us an example of what you've actually said to each other.
I can't
like,
remember.
like trash talk.
Trash talk.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow, you always like, you have ugly hair or something like
well,
that.
Yeah, no.
You have horrible
what,
hair.
That's why I said, well, us being with Clear. that's the biggest event. So.
I know, right?
You got horrible yeah. hair. Oh, how dare you?
Like, my hair's nicer than yours.
So. Nah, it always be.
It's fluffier.
I think it's, I've got more fans than you. So, guys, we have to prove him wrong.
You know, that's the thing. You've got the actual competition of the actual game, the actual dream match, and then there's the competition of who,
on the
gets,
sign,
more,
yeah,
more
who gets more team fans
exactly.
and team votes.
Who's got more like Team Phil, Team James.
Yeah. So, come on, Team James, we have to win.
And so, like, how is it like... Okay, we're just curious. How is it like right after Phil won last year? Was there a lot of like...
I had to control like, myself. I had to like.
Did you ever?
Like, there's a lot of people there. I can't start kicking stuff. I can't start throwing stuff. Like, I wanted to be a good spot at the end of the day. I went around shaking all the other players' hands, or congratulating all my players.
You shook their hands a little harder than
yeah.
usual.
Yeah,
like, I think this is for scoring a goal.
I tried to not look at Phil because he was just smiling. He had the biggest.
I bet he was pretty smug.
Pretty smug actually. Yeah. And then I was hoping, like, and my immediate reaction was, I wanted a rematch. So
exactly.
Thank so you so much yeah. to Clear for
so
this
if,
rematch.
So if you win this mm-hmm. year. Are you yep. going to be very sportsmanlike? Are you going to like rub it in his face?
I would rub it in his face.
Right.
That's just me, though.
I think. Well, Gino, you'll be that. You guys will be there, so you can run on the field with me, and we'll celebrate together.
Yeah, we're not yeah. even part of it. Team James,
we have nothing to do with this. No, but that would be interesting because you know, like, it's funny how like you know you're both you know sportsmen,
mm-hmm.
and you're always pitted against each other because it's not yeah. like one is like a basketball player and one is a football player.
You're
both
football
players.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're always like being pitted against mm-hmm. each other. So, hopefully it's not like, you know, mm-hmm. exerting too much pressure on, yeah. the, on the brother.
I think that's helped us get where we are today.
Yeah.
We've had each other to push each other.
Yeah.
It's like someone in the gym encouraging you. Like, this is it's healthy competition, me and my brother.
Right.
Okay.
So it's helped push us to get where we are today.
Obviously the competition is in sports.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to a degree like, you know, who's got more fans?
Yeah.
Give us one aspect where there's a lot of competition that people don't realize that you're competing for. Like something that's very unique. That, you know, obviously you compete sports, mm-hmm. you compete, you know, who's got more fans.
Do you compete in a way that like, oh, I'm more stylish than you are?
Or, yeah, like give us know. Like one aspect where you get to compete with each other that I think people
not a lot
will
of
be
people
surprised.
Know of, yeah.
yeah.
I'll have a little joke. It's our sister's affection.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, it's always like Kerry, you're on Team James, and like, it feels like, no, she's on Team Phil. She's working as my water girl.
but then
our Visit Park Cafe is like, no, she can't choose. Like, you can't make a choose, stuff like that.
Has she ever said whose team she's on?
She did once. I think she said James, and Phil was very upset.
You're so, right. You so, know, so, you could vie for all the fans out
nah,
there.
Nah, but she's growing more wiser, Kerry. Like, she's more
quiet now.
There's the sister.
So in the battle for your sister's affection, do you honestly think you win that one?
you have to ask her that one. She'll probably say, nah, James and Phil. She likes us.
You know,
I'm only kidding.
You have to be on the safe side on that one, because they are both your brothers.
And you kind of don't want to put the kid on the spot.
I think she's just playing us because she wants more gifts, more like, she wants to be spoiled.
She's not
more.
Going to...
She's a smart girl.
She's not going to answer that question.
Yeah. Not just
yet.
Yeah.
Gifts
yeah,
coming.
Just to keep
exactly.
The gift coming in. From both sides.
From both sides. All right, so okay, let's do a couple of entries for us, you know, since cool. You know it's an homage to the young husbands.
The young husband,
the top 10 young husband ko. Elliot girl says young husband ko is always commando, para easy access. Daw. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. And, I wouldn't do that if I were playing a sport, though.
Wind resistance, isn't it?
Wind resistance.
Wind resistance.
Yeah, but then again, it's not the smartest of ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know what might happen.
Especially when you're playing football.
Exactly.
Not a good idea.
You know, you get accidents all the time.
Mike Test says, yung husband ko, lampa. Lampa ke alam sa feelings ko.
No.
Well, it's a play on lampa is lame.
Lampa is no. It's a you have a limp.
That's,
oh well,
that's
yeah. Sorry. Whoops.
Lampa is like lame.
You're asking the non-Tagalog guy.
I know. And Cristiano Reynaldo says, "Yung husband ko, ang tawag niya sa best friend niya na pogi, Mars."
Hey.
Ay.
Baka naman pangalan niya Mars.
Oo nga, no?
Di ba?
Hindi, Mars. Hindi, iba yung pangalan eh. Pero Mars yung parang pet.
Oh, parang Mars.
Uh-oh.
That's so weird. Tapos tawag niya sa'yo Venus.
Why?
Wala lang, parang planets.
Mars. And Mad Matt Mark says, yung husband ko, gusto daw sumali sa Navy. Yun pala, gusto niya maging Sailor Moon.
Ay. Or Sailor Mars.
All right.
Di ba?
Right.
And she was so much hotter.
Who's the lesbian sailor?
Pluto, Neptune, Sailor,
Neptune,
Uranus.
Who was there, Sailor Uranus? Who's the lesbian?
Who was the lesbian Sailor Moon? Meron.
There is.
And did you know that in the transformation, I don't know if you were the one who showed me this, but somebody showed me this, but in the transformation, they're actually naked.
Yes, they are. I showed you that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're naked.
Did you ever watch Sailor Moon? I don't know if...
No.
Are you even familiar with Sailor Moon?
Not.
Okay.
No?
If I show you a photo, you might actually just recognize them. From,
okay.
Like, it's a Japanese, like, anime thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and,
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
All right, here.
And when they transform, they get naked.
Talaga?
And this is, this is a cartoon for kids.
Yeah.
All right, here.
That's anime.
Let's have a look.
No, the...
I'm pretty sure you've seen at least. Maybe you didn't know that that's them.
Yeah,
that's them. Probably,
and I'm sure you've seen them at like cosplay events.
Yeah,
and, you know they dress up like Japanese schoolgirls.
Okay.
Well, that's loading.
Well, schoolgirls slash like
sailors.
Sailors.
Well, that's why they're called
sailors. I think I have seen it.
Wow, this is taking like a really long time.
Wow. Let me try mine because I'm on a different line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are those guys? I'll just say it. Hi to a few people.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hi to Ina, hi to Drew, and hi to Paul. You guys are awesome. Team James all the way.
There you go.
Max.
Oh, why don't you invite people to vote for you already?
Yeah, guys, if you want to vote for Team James, I hope you do, please log on to facebook.com/clearph and vote for Team James.
Oh, here, these are the Sailor Moon girls.
Okay, let me have a look.
Do you know them?
Oh, yes, I've seen them.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
It's them.
They
transform
naked.
And one of them's
naked.
Lesbian.
Yeah, and one of them's lesbian.
But not the first five.
Yeah,
she's, in the,
she's one of the latter the planets.
Sailors.
Yeah, past Saturn, I think.
And she really looks, I don't know, like she's got short hair. Short blonde hair.
Yeah.
And,
but Sailor Mars was hotter than Moon.
Than Moon?
Yeah.
Mars is the short...
The brunette. The brunette with
girl.
No long hair.
Ah,
long hair,
one,
red
yeah,
skirt.
Yeah. Red skirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Pervert.
I just thought she was hot.
Here we go.
You were the one who told me that they transformed naked. Who's the pervert now?
No, because I just...
And you were an adult by the time I was watching this.
Yeah.
I was a child and you were in like... You were working.
No!
Yeah. I was in grade school and you were already like, what, in RX? That's true.
Sailor Moon?
You know it, yeah.
No!
Yeah, Sailor Moon came out when I was in what, fourth grade?
Oh, I was probably my seventh grade.
Lies.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Yung Husband Ko, comes from Kylie Gayahan Mo.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says,
Yung Husband Ko, para lang si Frodo ang peg. When, pag nasa labas siya, hindi niya sinusuot yung ring.
Ay.
Yeah.
So he tries to hide the
marriage. He tries to hide the fact that,
yeah,
he's married.
That's
And about the excuse that a lot of men always give is like when they leave their wedding rings at home.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, because I was washing my hands, so I took it off and I forgot to put it back on. But yung pala, they, you know, were meeting up with some other people.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's very sad. All right.
What a downer.
I know, right?
Thanks, man.
But we are doing the top 10 Yung Husband Ko. Yung, huh?
Yeah.
Because we do have
the young husband.
Yeah, here in the booth.
I like that. The young.
we will talk to him some more. James is here and campaigning for people to be on Team James since Phil is not here. If you want to join us for today, one final batch. Wow, that was fast. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Husband Ko.
Hey, let's just read this one out. Louis Rapp was to say Uranus and Neptune are actually lesbian sailors.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. They were really like together.
And Lilo Boy was just saying that Uranus is actually transgender.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's a girl.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just that they're together.
Pink and Heels was just saying you should see the last episode of Sailor Moon. She's completely naked. Wings lang ang meron siya. Parang Victoria's Secret lang.
Wow. And there's supposed to be this, I don't know if it's fake, there's a kissing scene. They actually kiss each other.
And they're really partners though. Uranus and Neptune.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Right?
Hey, paging Paige Reiki was just saying, you know what, since you are such a cunning linguist.
Yes.
You should converse with James in your British accent.
I want to hear. I want to hear.
He's amazing at it.
No, we should. You also have a British accent.
I'm horrible at it.
Go on, Gino.
I'm horrible at it.
Exactly. No, at least for one segment.
Okay, maybe later.
Yeah, the three of us. Huh?
We'll end the show with our British accent.
With our British accent.
Right. We sound like old British folk.
Chittier.
All right.
Downton Abbey.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Actually, James, a lot of people were just tweeting like anything.
Yeah.
They're just in love with your accent.
Hey.
I mean, Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Cheerio.
Yes, hello. We're supposed to do this for the end of the show.
Exactly.
Right.
But, for James, you might not be familiar with our accent.
Because, I didn't even say accent.
Because it's in a different area.
Exactly.
Of the, the UK.
It's from the...
Me from the small town
called
Malabone.
Malabone in the UK.
Malabone.
Yeah. My mom's from Malabone.
So.
Really? Well,
there you go. See, exactly.
We're from the Bayan of UK. The Bayan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there are different accents, right?
Yes.
What is like your... accent? What do you call your accent?
South accent, like from near London. I'm just from the outskirts of London. So.
I like Cockney.
I'm in the inskirts.
The inskirts.
Yeah.
You're in the inskirts.
I'm in the inskirts. He's from the outskirts.
Me, I like Cockney.
Yeah. Can you do
nice
another
accent?
I can do Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Really?
They kind of like sound Stevie Gerrard. Or Newcastle. Nah, it's Scotland, but...
oh my gosh, yeah. Like, I guess even, like... Even with us, there are different accents.
Well, I guess that's true. Like, there's...
The more north you go of England, the more stronger the accent gets towards Scotland area. And
what
do
you call...
They get also like, eh...
No, because you know how, like, David Beckham has, like, a really high, like...
He's from Leytonstone, near London, so...
Is that why? Like, does that have anything to do with it?
I'm not too sure, but I know he probably lived up north in Manchester. But.
Right.
And see the places, they were like we always make a mistake when it comes to the places because they say it differently.
Manchester.
No, I mean Manchester's one of the easier ones. Like for instance,
Liverpool.
It's Edinburgh.
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 Yeah, because I always thought it was Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, right?
Or Edinburgh.
No, Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We always say Edinburgh.
Yeah, and the, there's Middlesbrough as well.
And the
Glotch. The borough.
So, para, ano,
the Glotch.
It's like, I know, what's up,
Gloucester.
Bro?
What is it? How do you say it?
There's Gloucester.
See, Gloucester.
What's Gloucester?
The Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Oh.
You know, it's Gloucester.
So you, Oxfordshire.
For the Bergs, it's bruh.
It's bruh.
Bruh. Berg? Yeah, you don't re-pronounce the O.
So it's like, what's up, like, bruh?
Humbrug.
Yeah, Humbrug. It's like that. Yeah, it's like
right. Middlesbrough.
What's up, bruh?
Humbrugger.
Humbrugger.
Scarsbrough.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah.
And what do you call this? There's one. Oh, I was going to ask you.
What?
I could never figure out how to say
but
it.
But Essex is Essex.
Is Essex?
Essex, yeah. Oh, I'm from Surrey and Middlesex.
Surrey.
I'm on the board. Surrey.
What's it called? Sorry?
Sorry. S-U-R-R-E-Y. Yeah.
No, sorry, what?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, what?
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry.
You're very sorry.
Are a lot of people are actually tweeting us, asking for call center guy to have a little chat with James.
No, it's just the British guy today.
Really?
Really? I want to meet the call center guy.
See?
How can
you say no to James? I thought you were Team James.
Yes.
He wants to meet the call center guy.
The call center guy.
The call center guy.
Okay, actually.
Okay.
The call center guy. There's the American.
Yeah.
Accent.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also do the British. And if I talk to Peel and to James, they will not even know I'm not British.
It's so game? Evident. Game. Game.
How they do thee?
How am I doing?
How they do thee? That's how they say hello in British.
British.
yeah. In London,
mm-hmm.
I was there when the bridge came falling down. I was there.
Really?
I was there.
That was a long time ago.
I came to visit the queen.
The queen.
There was a moose under her chair.
What? A moose.
It's
not even a mouse.
Yeah. You know the pussycat, where have you been?
Is that even like a real, like...
Yes, I've been to London to visit the queen.
Sure you have.
Yes. And the pudding.
The pudding.
I love it. And inside the pudding is different London
beef.
Proof.
Proof?
Like kamya.
Star apple.
Kaimito. These are the native.
Yeah.
Proof.
Native food.
And the meat pie.
Meat pie?
Meat pie.
Yes, the meat pie, just like the Wi-Fi.
And sci-fi.
And sci-fi. The channel. I came there a lot.
Yeah.
I went there a lot.
I'm sure you did.
Yes, to London.
Sounds like a fun place.
And I love the circus.
What? Piccadilly Circus.
Yes, the Piccadilly. Plenty.
The Piccadilly.
Horses. Camels.
Isn't it also a square?
Trafalgar Square.
Oh, okay, wait. Yeah, there you go.
That's all the main tourist spots in London.
The Trafalgar Square is the cousin of the Quezon City Circle.
And the distant cousin of Ayala Triangle. Yes.
Exactly. You know your geography.
Indeed.
So there. And actually, we still have a couple of stuff here.
Hey, you're supposed to talk in your British accent.
Oh, yes.
Where's Cool Center?
Oh, yeah.
He left the building.
He didn't even get to say goodbye.
He went back to London, where he's supposedly from.
And can we just tell everybody that you can check out our epic pic? We actually posted it on facebook.com/rx931. We have a picture there of us with James.
Nice. Hey, Ken Carozzo is saying, how do you pronounce the longest city name in the UK? It's Llanfair something.
What?
Which one?
It's spelled...
Let me have a look at it.
Here. I'm going to
I'll come out.
There.
Okay, this should be
tricky. I don't know if that's even an actual city. The one with the highlight? The one at the top. No idea.
Yeah, the others are easy, like Oxford.
Oxford.
Yeah, but that's what you say when you're like...
Exchequer, is that the one that you wanted to ask?
Exchequer? No, not... How do you say that? Exchequer?
Exchequer?
Yeah.
Exchequer.
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 Is there even a...
Is this even like
Exeter?
Maybe it's Exeter.
You know when I practice my British accent?
Mm.
When I watch Harry Potter.
Right.
I love... What do you call...
You do remind me of Professor McGonagall.
I know, right? Yeah. Either Mrs. Potts or Professor McGonagall.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
What do you call like the most formal British accent? Like the...
Posh.
Like
the one you're doing.
Spice?
Yeah, the one you're doing.
I'm doing
posh spice.
You're already posh.
Right? See?
It's more of like you don't move the upper lip, if I'm not mistaken.
So I speak the... Is that the one...
That's really posh, like the butlers do.
The butler.
Like the butlers.
Like Gerard.
Yes, Gerard Butler.
Yeah, Gerard Butler.
Wonderful. Like Anthony Hopkins in Remains of the Day.
So even in London, there are different accents, right?
Yeah. There's like North London, South London.
Oh my gosh. I like that. What's the other one?
Is there like an east side and a west side?
Yeah, there is that.
Little gangster.
You know what's that? Like the, there's this accent. Geordie?
Geordie, that's Newcastle.
Geordie,
Newcastle.
Right?
Like Cheryl Cole, you know Cheryl Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds very different.
Yeah. Newcastle, that's all I can say.
Right.
Like who? Cheryl Crow?
Cole.
Oh, okay.
Cole.
I was like Cheryl Crow.
Sorry, you don't understand our British
no,
accent.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I like that. The Geordie, they actually posted videos of them singing like famous songs but with a Geordie accent. Like Call Me Maybe.
Is it? I haven't seen
they
that.
They did a Call Me Maybe Geordie version.
There was like
it's funny.
Something called Geordie Shore, I think.
Geordie Shore!
Geordie Shore, like Jersey Shore.
Right, right.
They did an English version, yeah.
And also, what else? All right, so let's just, you know, go back to the Clear Dream match.
All right.
And so, you know, James has got one over Phil this morning.
Yeah,
because he gets to invite everybody.
He gets the extra mileage. Yeah.
Right? And for everybody to actually go for Team James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you go to the website.
The website. The first thing you're going to have to do is pick a side.
As in, you can't even get into the website without choosing a side. You have to be either Team Phil or Team James.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's only one team. There's Team James,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. There's only one team.
No.
There's only one team that
you can't pick one team and then change as well. So you're best off picking Team James first.
Right.
Yes. And remember the promise.
Because you won't regret it.
Remember, he promised us, huh?
What?
The jersey.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be part of the celebration when he wins.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, like we're actually part of the team.
Like when we lift the trophy. Like,
right. We'll be right there. It's
oh
like,
my
yeah,
god,
we did absolutely nothing. We cheered all the way for the bleachers.
No, you inspired us. You inspired
there,
us.
Right.
We're like
see?
The muses.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Can we come in a dress?
No, those cheerleaders.
With a jersey on top of it. Okay, we can be like cheerleaders.
Oh yeah. Like ano, like
really short skirts and then the jersey. That'll be sexy. Tapos naka mid
half shirt.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have pom poms designed like football balls.
Wow.
No, diba like with a black like
black
and white thing design.
Okay.
That's our pom poms.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds pretty interesting.
But we're blue.
Then blue it is.
Blue.
Then blue dots. I mean blue. What do you
blue
call
and white? So, blue and white's Team James color.
Oh, there. See.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That'd be perfect. Blue and white.
And then, okay. All right, so let's walk them through it again.
All right. So once again, you start off with going to the website.
Yes.
This is, of course, to be part of the whole, you know, because you have to pick which side you're on.
Exactly. Because remember, it's like step one is to go to facebook.com / clearph.
Right.
That's because, you know, even before we can root for mm-hmm. Team Phil and Team James,
yep.
we have to get our 30 players first.
Yep.
And it's up to the fans mm-hmm. which 30 will actually make it
into the draft.
Into the draft.
Into the draft.
The draft. But
the draft.
The draft. The draft. The draft.
Like a draft beer.
Yeah.
A bottle of draft beer.
A bottle.
Right.
And
a bottle of draft beer with Sisig.
Okay. The only ones that are actually sure are Phil and James, and of course the two football legends.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, even the legends,
you don't know which team.
Which team they're going to be part of. Mm-hmm. It's all decided by who gets the most number of digital points.
Yep.
Now, the points, it's with voting and the games that they do. There's like a thing that you play online.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are.
Yep.
And you get points.
Because somebody was tweeting it that James now has more fans. It's just that Team Phil, they're all addicted to the games. That's how they're getting more points. So you gotta encourage everybody to start playing the games.
Remember,
too.
The fan with the most points of the winning team.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it depends on who wins first. Will actually win the trip to Brazil with the Young Husbands.
Right.
Oh my god.
And you know what happens in Brazil.
what?
You see the Brazilians that are here.
Yeah, oh, that one, yes. Okay, and so the draft happens August
13th.
13th.
Okay. It was originally 10th, but it's rescheduled
to the
13th.
So it's been rescheduled to on August 13th. And then by that time, you would already have...
It starts to shape up.
Exactly.
Teams.
And then you start to like start practicing, strategy making.
Team sessions together, re-becoming a team. And yeah.
Are you allowed to say where you guys are practicing, or it's a top secret thing?
I think it's going to be in the Tigig area.
Tugigaraw? I thought it was Tugigaraw.
Layo. Grabe sobrang secretive nila.
Tsaka mainit. No, pero in Tugig area.
But we'll have one training session after Cannavaro and Wise arrive.
Oh my gosh.
But before that, I did when my team's sort of drafted. I want to start having as many sessions as we can.
So the legends are going to train with you guys too?
Yeah, right before the
draft. That's insane. Wow.
Okay, that's really amazing.
That's something else.
And I know. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
See, we could have been part of this.
Yes, we could have.
We could have been, you know,
you
legitimate
are part of it.
Athletes.
Team James.
Right.
I know.
I mean, we could have, you know, been part of it outside of the bench or the bleachers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the nosebleed area.
Mm-hmm. You'll get ready to run onto the field when after we win.
If I can run.
I'm sure.
I'll have him carry me.
Yes. Okay, that will be a sight. Me carrying you. And so there you go.
With the chili that will film.
Yes.
You're right. Nakaskirt ako, baka makitaan ako.
Okay. And don't forget, if you guys are like tweeting about it, make sure you always include their hashtags.
Yeah.
So if you're Team James, obviously you put hashtag Team James. And if you're Team Phil, it's hashtag Team Phil. And always include hashtag Clear Dream Match.
That's right. But in this case, it's just hashtag Team James. No, because I mean he's
exactly
here.
Exactly.
Right. That's the advantage that he gets. Now, hey, once again, if you want to check it out, just go to facebook.com/clearph. Hey, James, you wanna invite people to be on your
this
team?
This is your time to make your pitch.
This is the pitch. Hi, guys. Calling all you guys out there to vote for Team James for the Clear Dream Match happening August 24th at University of Makati. Log on to facebook.com/clearph and be wise with your choice. I'm sure you'll make the right choice in picking Team James. And yeah, I'm going to win this year, I'm sure.
There you go.
Oh, wait, sorry. Can I
fighting words?
Can I just give a shout out to a guy? I just want to say a big thank you to Clear and the Clear management for arranging this and giving me a chance to get revenge.
Yay!
As well, and to Unilever. Also, a big hi to my boy Roy's family, Bella and Seb, who are at home, and to the Typha and Chelsea Soccer School family.
All right. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
See, and according to James, it came from James himself. Mm. I have a posh British accent.
Posh.
Thank you very much. Oh,
very classy.
Very classy.
Classy.
It's the complete opposite
I'm
of your personality.
Classy. Classy. A classy queen.
You're a classy queen.
No, very classy. Mm. And
I'm sure the queen would like you very much if you did that accent to her.
Hey, how do you feel, Bala, about the new baby? The royal baby.
Oh, the royal baby? Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited.
He's like, oh.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a third. Oh, he's the third in line.
Third in line.
For, okay.
It's a
the
prince.
Diba? It's another prince.
Oh, no, put a prince in.
They're all princes. How many are there? There's Charles.
Because there's no king.
There's Charles. Yeah. There's William. There's Harry.
And there's the
baby.
And then the artist formerly known as
as Prince.
All right.
So there you go. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, guys.
James.
Thank you
for
guys
joining
for having
us.
Me. Great to be back here.
I know.
We always see each other going, when are we coming back on?
I know. Exactly.
So but when I heard least, this time, when I heard RX, like I was like, I want to go.
Exactly. So now is your time to you know choose sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team James.
James.
Okay. All right. Which side are you on?
So with that, we say goodbye.
Yes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks once again,
thank
James.
You thank you very much. Thank you guys. To James, our young husband, and for making this an extra special morning for us. And check out our epic pic.
Yeah, it's on facebook.com/rx931. That's kind of creepy. That we just said that all together.
Well,
Okay. Bye-bye.
So see you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.